Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we've had Alan Watt on before, but not often enough. I got to have him on regularly. You can visit InfoWars.com and link over to his website. It's excellent. But, Alan, before we continue and go on any further, tell folks again a little bit about yourself and about your website and some of the great DVDs and audios that you offer.
Yeah, if they go into cuttingthroughthematrix.com, or the European site, that's Alan Watt Sentinel.eu. There's lots there, lots of talks I've given. They can download for free. And I cover a lot of this history, a lot of the big players in it. I use the quotes, I'll use their books. And so I don't speculate. I use their information that they put out themselves at the top level to show you. That way there's no debate on this.
Well, here's an example. Helmut Schmidt, German Chancellor, back in the 80s, he writes a book, Men in Power, as a political retrospective, and he says, hey, we do druidic rituals in the groves in Germany, but I like doing the rituals the most in Northern California. Sure. I mean, there he is saying it's a ritual, they take it serious, but then they tell the public, oh, it's just a play.
Oh, yes. They always have the two versions. But for themselves, it is very, very serious, because they do take, when grown men take oaths of killing each other, should they break the oath, they take that seriously. And they have so much to hide from the general public, they must, at that level. They must take it seriously. They all know. Now, they all know what they're doing is wrong in the public's eyes, but being psychopathic, they're quite happy to go along with it and keep their mouths shut. Psychopaths have no conscience, we must remember. They don't have guilt trips.
But well, they also have a lot of sociopaths in their servant class,
yeah,
and then they have people who are afraid who make the decision to join them. A lot of intelligent people I've talked to said, look, I've joined the New World Order because these people are dangerous.
I've talked to some young people who've told me I want to join the winning side. And they think they're intellectuals, some at university. Some have been approached to join the CFR while at university, from big families, old families. And they've told me quite plainly that they'll join the winning team.
Yeah, so I've had them tell me that too. They say I'm joining the winning team, and yeah, you're right. But he goes, and they'll say, but that's our strength, is that we're going to kill you. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, that's just the thing. Yeah, even Plato said it. He said from the ordinary people, he called them the its. The ordinary people were called its. They were not considered as people. And the brighter ones at the upper classes, though, of the its, he said, they would test. Now, today we call it scholarships. That's what universities are for, too. And the brighter ones are then recruited, given scholarships, and brought in to be the servant class of bureaucracies which run this whole system. And they've been doing that for a long, long time.
By the way, the big secret is, and my dad's been to big corporate high-level training seminars on recruiting, and they openly say the New World Order has by design destroyed, this is in major meetings, the New World Order, this is in mainline corporate meetings, the New World Order has destroyed the general public's cognitive capacity by design. They overdid it. Now we're headhunting, and the homeschoolers are the best, but we even buy up the homeschoolers that aren't that good because it shows that they're basically free agents. And so every homeschooler I know gets double, triple, full tuitions when other people don't, because they're just trying to get the people that almost escaped them.
That's right. And again, too, they have tests in school. People don't realize you're being tested all the time. It's even more so now. Every year you're tested and psychologically tested. And they're also looking for the psychopathic types that are a bit better with their marks at school to recruit into being servants for them. And these are the guys who become the bureaucrats for them in the federal bureaucracies and local bureaucracies.
That's why they're giving complex psychological tests in every major public school in the Western world and now Asia to build key cores of functionaries, bureaucrats, technocracy functionaries, but also technicians of death. We'll be right back.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now into our number 3, 8 minutes into it. Huge developments with Norman Mineta, former Transportation Secretary, being asked about, hey, was Dick Cheney with the Pentagon, was he ordering a shoot-down saying it still stood? Or was he saying that it's not a shoot-down order? And he said, no, it definitely was not a shoot-down order. Whatever the orders were, it wasn't a shoot-down. That's confirming that the order still stood. The guy's walking in saying, it's 50 miles out, it's 20 miles out, it's 10 miles out, does it still stand? Yeah, you've heard the orders. Have you heard anything else to the contrary? He also confirms that Cheney didn't know if Flight 93 had been shot down over Shanksville and said, let's find out. Because the order, Cheney, 2 months before, had taken the powers from the Pentagon away. They'd always been able to shoot down errant crap before. But he'd taken the powers away from them, conveniently. Just on the subject of 9/11, Alan Watt, give us your take on that.
Well, it was a plan waiting to happen, as I say. Because the Project for a New American Century and all those connected with it had put out their agenda for the 21st century. And they said it would be America's century, but they would need something that would happen to motivate the American public behind them in a war against Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran, and Syria. And lo and behold, as Arthur C. Clarke correctly wrote in his book 2001, you get 9/11, and the second part of this phase is started, That's what 2001 was all about with Clark, who is a very high Mason. And so...
He's also the inventor of the telecommunication satellite. Yeah, let's go back. Tell folks about the Darwins, about Clark, about H.G. Wells, who wrote books like The New World Order, you know, wrote a bunch of nonfiction books, was, you know, their futurist. I mean, that's how Huxley, in the early 30s, could write Brave New World, and before he died in 62, he spoke at Berkeley and said, no, this is the real plan. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a fact. You see, in the 1800s, in the early 1800s, the Rothschilds put up the first foundation for novelists and writers, and they started off what was the embryo of the Futurist Society, which they all belong to now. And all the budding young guys were either picked at school to go, like H.G. Wells was. He was trained by Huxley's grandfather and picked by Huxley's grandfather, Thomas, who was the champion of Darwin and the best pal of Darwin. And they picked these particular guys, and they would say, look, we want you to write a story and put in these particular topics, because that was what's called predictive programming. And so they'd write a little fascinating story to captivate the youth. And in the story, you're being downloaded with possible ideas, which you will then accept as quite a natural progression when you see them come out in actuality in your lifetime. That's predictive programming. But they also wrote a lot of nonfiction books. And H.G. Wells, for instance, wrote A History of the World, Part 1 and 2. And he puts the whole eugenics program in his book that he believed in, and even had all the races down before Adolf Hitler that should be exterminated and those that should be saved. And it was all according to economic value to the system. He even had the Irish down there at one point. So, yeah, these guys work for massive think tanks. Today, all the big novelists and sci-fi writers belong to the Futurist Society.
Now, who do the Illuminati believe the elite race or races are?
Well, H.G. Wells did label them according to their help. He said, we need economists and those who are experts in finance and economics. And he says, therefore, those families who are high up, meaning an aristocracy within the Judaic people, will control the finances. He then went on to list the other ones where inventions came out of, people who turned out inventors, etc.
Now, by the way, they're writing all of this. This is H.G. Wells, folks.
Mm-hmm.
War of the Worlds, Time Machine, all of this. They're saying all this.
Mm-hmm. And a nonfiction book. Uh-huh.
Yes, but then we're bad to talk about it.
That's right. And H.G. Wells, in the society he was recruited into and trained them, they gave them all red ties to wear for the color of the Masonic Revolution. They created communism, or the basis of it, in the West, not in the Soviet Union. And they did fund the whole Soviet structure into being.
Well, that's like Marx and Engels being funded out of London.
Yeah.
I mean, you can read the French Revolution propaganda, and it's communism. That stuff's not new.
That's right. It was the same thing. It was the same format, the same agenda, right down to killing off the masses of the peasants. Because in the French Revolution, what's not talked about much is the fact they had a map drawn out, already drawn out, and the mountain, as they called it, the part of their parliament system when it took over, drew a map, and they had the ideal populations for every area of France off the excess populations.
Now, what they do in this system, what they terminate, they get control. Then they create a dictator to use the nation as an engine to wage war, which kills the neighbor population and more of your internal population, inner Napoleon.
That's right. And Napoleon himself had a lot of supporters in Britain, people real based upon this in-between of communism and capitalism called socialism. And Bonapartism, popular movement in Britain, and he united all the small countries in preparation for them being taken, absorbed into the Soviet bloc. He united Italy. He united Germany. Without him, there would have been no World War One or Two. This is all fast-reaching plans. And these guys are intergenerational planners. They know if they start this now, they can pull this off in 3-4 generations down the road.
Absolutely. Maybe even sooner. And for those that just joined us, this is written, this is stated, this, when you hear the term eugenics or bioethics today, that is the religion and the blueprint for the societal engineering. And it is the ultimate power trip of these sickos. And you need to understand, for those that go, oh, something can't be intergenerational, Yale, Harvard, Princeton, or Oxford in England, it's just like a university. It grows. The people that sit in the positions of power fund themselves, fund their names. As the institution grows, they grow. Family names are associated with it. So just as a university can be 500 years old and own, you know, half the land in a major city and have hundreds of billions in investments, like the University of Texas alone, that's just one mode of this, you see. And then that's where the different globalists, when they go in and out of government, sit in media or in the universities. It's kind of that trifecta. Let's launch forward to, with Alan Watt, what you think's going to happen, breaking down. Are they facing resistance? Are they getting more resistance than they thought? Is their program 7 years behind? Are people breaking out of the matrix, cutting through the matrix, as you say? And what's the hope at the end of the tunnel? I mean, break down what their master plan is, where they're going, if they could have what they wanted now, what they would do, and what you realistically think they'll be able to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think they're behind, to be honest with you. They've been preparing for this part of it for 100 years. And we've seen the build-up of internal military armies, we call police now, who have two sets of uniforms, one for the street and one for the combat. And training them all with this multi-jurisdictional task forces, they even send them over to the Middle East to get experience and knocking down doors and killing people.
Battle hardened, yeah.
Yeah, and so this has been the strategy. They denied all this in the 80s. Some of us spoke out in the 80s about this. We knew it was happening. And they denied they even had an MGTF. Now they publicly print it in their own papers. So they're way ahead. They understand this. 2010... they hope to have the unification of the Americas completed. 2012, with more chaos, they want the United Nations to be declared their official frontman. And that's what it's set up for. And
it's clear they're going to use the man-made global warming hoax as their funding mechanism.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, meanwhile, the Army just dumped 63 million gallons of solid nerve gas into the ocean, killing everything. I mean, by the way, that's mainstream news, but that's not a problem. Carbon dioxide, a life-giving gas, is what they're going to tax, which is the ultimate global fuel tax. Go ahead.
Well, it's been a war on all necessities for individual life. That's just it. The term interdependence goes back all the way to John Dee at Queen Elizabeth's court. The first court in the 16th century. They said they'd bring free trade, a new system of free trade, as they promoted this new system of Great Britain or the British Empire across the world.
That's really to make everybody dependent on them.
Yes, and it was also to rob the people of their ability eventually to sustain themselves uniquely as individuals. That's the key. To be tied into the system is their goal. Chopping wood will be outlawed under this Kyoto. Anything where you can actually heat yourself, feed yourself independently of the system is going to be illegal. You must be dependent on them for all of those things.
This is the big feudalist move.
Mm-hmm.
This is the great leap forward, the Cultural Revolution in China. This is what Hitler did. It's what Stalin did. The collectivization of the Western world under Kyoto, folks. And you see, now you thought it was just a gas tax. Now it's, oh, one-child policies. We're going to tax you if you have more than one child. Oh, you can't have plastic bottles. Oh, you can't, you got to spay and neuter. Oh, you've got to track all your animals on your farm. Oh, it's total feudalism being launched right now.
Yes, it is. It's the whole kit and caboodle out in the open now. It's just like if you looked at the Soviet system that was a big test bed to iron out all the problems. It's being used here now because even some friends of Gorbachev have come out and said, really, that what the West has now is just an updated form of the Soviet with their special NGO groups purportedly speaking on behalf of the public. NGO groups which are authorized by the United Nations and are unelected by any.
And that's
public.
Non-governmental organizations like locally, SOS and the rest of the land seizer. We'll be back with Alan Watt. This is, again, the reality. It's what we face. We'll be right back.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer. but every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Car Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
Ted Anderson for Midas. June 26, 2007, gold, 646 30-ounce gold coins can be purchased for 667 39, 329 35 for half, 164 68 per quarter. That's 667 39, 329 35, and 164 68. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro, erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S., loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran Leads Attack Against the U.S. Dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best-tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrids wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Going back to Alan Watt. Alan, we could talk for 100 hours, and I've got to continue to have you back up. You're coming back in the next segment with us, too. You're not leaving us, but, you know, it's just so horrible to see him bragging about it in front of our face, doing this, openly doing all these horrible things. Dick Cheney saying he's above the presidency and can do whatever he wants. On purpose, they do that. They on purpose put articles in the Chicago Tribune saying they kidnap millions of children and women and take them to rape facilities. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. They purposefully admit $4 trillion missing from the Pentagon. They purposefully are just flaunting it. But at the same time, Alan, people are waking up. People are saying no. I mean, Congress has got a 14% approval rating. At least people aren't being... I mean, I do see an awakening. Do you have any hope? Or I mean, what are you saying?
It'll take a big and a different kind of awakening, too. Because, you see, most of the public realize the culture that we have today was given to us. And this has been well studied again, that when psychopaths take over or even give you a structured system, the culture they give out to the people below them is also a form of psychopathic. It's a very hardened structure that has no empathy for weak people. The disabled,
well, that's why they show us Jack Bauer torturing children every episode.
Yes,
they're
exactly
giving us their mindset.
Yes, and unfortunately, a lot of people who grew up in it, even if they're technically normal, will accept that as being the norm and get recruited into these organizations. If you notice, I mean, it's not just that they're torturing people in the 21st century that's astounding to a civilized person. It's the fact that they have no problem getting the recruits to do it. Where did they get them from? Well, they get them from all the lower classes, generally for the military. They always have. And there's no shortage of them because they've created a generation who've been brought up in single-family homes, no father. They've been brought up on war video games where the object is to kill, 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 invented to desensitize troops for training in the military so they would kill. They have created the very culture they needed for this particular time in history to use against the people. So we are in bad straits that way. And what we have to do now is appeal to the conscience in people. And
they've also trained people not how to not work together and be a bunch of greedy rats, too.
Yes, it's true enough. It's a psychopathic dog-eat-dog culture, survival of the fittest. And when we lose our compassion and our ability to empathize with others, we have already lost, even if nothing happens beyond that. That's the first battle. If we can retain that and win that battle, we can win the rest.
Well, Alan, this is how I see it breaking out. They'll stage more terror attacks in the next decades, even bigger ones in the next 5 to 10 years, maybe even sooner. They will get put into more and more compact cities, more and more controlled, always in the name of safety, then more attacks. And then finally, just more and more controlled bio-releases. I don't see them culling us off in three generations. They're openly talking about bringing us down to 500 million in the next 20 years.
Yeah, the Ministry of Defense, the British Department of Defense, the highest think tank they have for the British realm.
They put out the new emergency report 2 months
That's
ago
right.
saying, tell them what it says.
Well, it's 90 pages, and they put 9 in the newspapers. I have the full 90 on my website in the archives. And they're talking about what they foresee in the upcoming 20 to 30 years.
Yeah, I read the whole thing, too. Just on record, what he's saying is accurate. Go ahead.
And they go on about there'll be flash mobs of people. Like, now, it doesn't say they'll be unemployed or whatever, but you've got to understand something would make Joe, something really awful would happen to make Joe and Jane Sixpack actually get away from the television. Maybe no television, maybe that would be the motive.
But then they try to claim all revolution will be Marxist.
Yes.
And that, see, so they're already trying to claim the new revolution won't be a legitimate one. They're going to hijack it and put commissariats over it. Go ahead.
Yeah, and they'll also give the leaders to the ones who are rebelling so that they don't get to the destination they thought they'd end up in. That's classic, too. The Soviets did the same thing. They had the names of all the revolutionaries that helped in the lower levels. Then they killed them all off once the revolution was over. This is the old techniques to be reused.
And that's
again,
what we've got to avoid. We can't think we're fighting the New World Order and call for a violent overthrow, and then, quote, some new general pops up who's a patriot. It'll be even worse.
Exactly. But they also said they expected, because of the fact of creating, and they are really speeding up the process of a multicultural global society, that there will be flash mobs and race riots as they merge the people, and they're going to use neutrino bombs. This is from the government on those particular groups of people when required.
Stay there. Tell people what neutrino bombs are. This is an official Ministry of Defense report, and this is what they say they believe they're projecting. They say, we believe this will happen. Their past reports have been accurate. Of course, they're orchestrating all of it, so they know. So neutrino bombs. They've got helicopters in every major city rigged with knockout gas right now.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. If you want to slow the clock of aging, stimulate your own stem cells to heal, or improve your athletic performance, or just recover quickly from the weekend warrior syndromes, this is the most powerful anti-aging stem cell research therapy that's natural and safe and effective that you can get. Mountain Red Deer Velvet from New Zealand. If you're run down, tired, exhausted, or lacking energy, want to restore your joint mobility, immune system, and literally regenerate your organ function, Mountain Red Deer Velvet. Totally organic, totally safe. Whether you're an elite athlete or a senior citizen or in your middle years just trying to stay active in golf or other sports, call us at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at Nutramedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com. Take care and reverse the clock of aging with Mountain Red Deer Velvet.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
You want to lose weight, but there's no way you want to resort to pills or shakes that are full of chemicals or drugs with harmful side effects. We know diets don't work. That's why there is a fat loss patch. The fat loss patch is a self-adhesive dietary aid worn daily that slowly releases all natural ingredients into the skin. The result is a safe and easy way for you to increase your energy levels, maintain a healthy body weight, and curb those horrible sugar cravings, all without irritating side effects or loss of muscle. Just peel it off, stick it on, and live your life. The patch is safe, effective, and clinically tested. Also, the fat loss patch is the most unique product and business opportunity to ever hit the U.S. and international markets. Join as a U.S. or European customer or distributor in this much-needed and fast-growing business. For more information, visit patchmeeting.com or call Judy at 800-766-2133. That's 800-766-2133.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away,
but I remember everything.
But I remember everything.
Folks, all I know is
what have I
the globalists
become?
Doll up everything they do.
My sweetest friend.
And I just know it brings pain and misery and evil.
Everyone.
And I know these people are sick. And I know they've got to be stopped. And I do have faith. I know that we'd be in a much worse position if good people hadn't stood up and fought since the beginning of time. But I want all the young people to know your style, your fashion, the destructive things you do, everything we're under is literally weapons being used against you and your family. And they're engaging in eugenics right now with the different compounds that are in the vaccines and the water, the air. To all the environmentalists, again, they're doing so many environmental things with the chimeras, the genetic engineering, dumping stuff in the ocean. You know, it's legal for them to just go out in the ocean and dump whatever they want. It's off the chart. And then they've got you giggling. I mean, they're giggling at you. We've got to have a global tax for carbon dioxide. That's what you exhale, folks. It's a tax on breathing. I mean, it's a big joke to them. And then they've got you dumbed down like primitives, where the witch doctor would say, give me all the power or the sun won't come back during an eclipse. That's all it is. And they're now, I hear them going, we need to normalize the climate. Well, the climate is never normal. It's never one way. See, I mean, they're literally just using ancient witch doctor scams on you. And I don't think the elite control everything. I think they're out of control. Their genetic engineering, the rest of it, endangers even them. Most of them end up in mental institutions. They're not omnipresent. They're not all-powerful. They learned how to con people. They learned how human activity operates thousands of years ago. They've got a big jump on us, but they've made a lot of mistakes, Alan. I mean, I think that we're in danger. We talked about neutron bombs or neutrino bombs. They now admit they developed antimatter weapons. Top physicists say that could cause a chain reaction, destroy the whole solar system, or create a black hole, or worse. I mean, I think they are the biggest threat to humanity. What do you say?
Well, they are. They are. They've tested out their HARP technology. They actually have got all the frequencies for the shortwave where you can pick it up. If anybody wants it, they can get in touch with me. They'll hear the HARP being used 24 hours a day. But they've also used the HARP technology, the standing waves, to cause explosions in the atmosphere. And that was the very thing that Tesla stopped experimenting because he was afraid that they could superheat the atmosphere to such an extent it would explode and catch fire. And two or three years ago, you might remember this odd phenomena where supposedly all the experts, the next day they were hurriedly brought in, said, well, it must be a giant meteorite went over British Columbia down into Washington State. And because it set off fire alarms and shop alarms all the way down, and yet none of the radar characters or the astronomical crew actually saw anything coming in. And what they were really doing was testing this technology to cause explosions in the atmosphere. And then a week later, I listened to the Australian news, and lo and behold, they had the same phenomena happening over a good part of Australia. So they have been testing these weapons out for a long time, and they've been using the populations over areas to be the guinea pigs for them. That's been declassified here. The town of Espanola, that's not far from me, were used as the guinea pigs for the heavy spraying a few years ago. They sprayed day after day. It was the U.S. planes in conjunction with authority from the Canadian government. They came up and sprayed them. The women were having stillbirths. Even the deer in the fields around were having stillbirths. And the people of Espanola took it to the court after court, right up to the Supreme Court in Canada, and it was admitted there, yes, this was an experiment carried out by the U.S. military on the public, but they couldn't give them any more details as to what was used in the chemicals because of reasons of national security. We are the enemy to them. They have no countries at the top. They are internationalists, and the peasant of America or Canada is on no higher a scale than the peasant of China or India to them. We are their enemy, and they're testing this stuff out on us all the time. Yeah.
Well, you're absolutely right, and I am so upset by the fact that as a society we face this, and it's just... Alan, but again, to them, we're weak because we're upset by all the bad things they're doing, and we empathize with fellow humans. For them, that is a great weakness. I mean, I'm pathetic. You're pathetic because it upsets us.
Mm-hmm.
And, God, I just can't believe it. I look at all the happy little children.
Mm-hmm.
I look at all the beauty in the world, and then there's this great evil running things, and they just go on and on and kill whoever they want and do whatever they want and just...
cold-bloodedly, and it's psychopathic. They're interested to study up the long-term health effects on those people throughout their lives. That this is how they get fascinated. When they're children, they probably pick the legs of insects, you know, or stick pins in them and put them on their collection boards. These characters are really deviant creatures, you understand. The psychopath is a deviant.
Well, my analogy is they're a cancer. The cancer thinks it's dominant if it was conscious. It's taking over, nothing can stop it. But really, it's killing the host. It's malfunctioning. It's not elite.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of them now, and they have lots of recruits from the lower classes. They do look for the psychopathic people within all classes because they do exist all through the strata. And they recruit them to be their hench boys, their military, their hardened cops. The new SS, that's who are recruited, the psychopathic types. And they give them tests when they go into the military to find which ones are psychopathic.
Oh, yeah, and they ask them, will you fire on Americans? And 70-plus percent say no. They go get deadly shot, shipped overseas to breathe radiation. But those that say yes get a plainclothes uniform and are driving around right now in black Crown Vicks.
Mm-hmm. And they even had a program on the BBC on how they found the people to work on the nuclear submarines who would avenge nuclear missiles. And this was at the Holy Loch in Scotland where the U.S. base was. And the American commander of the base said, we give them a test to find out which ones are psychopathic. They will obey any order that their boss gives them because we pay them. In other words, the only respect that the psychopath had, the guy who would turn the key and launch the missile, was to his paymaster.
Well, it's like a tiger eating the Christians or a lion. They only like to feed them. Give us your website. I want to get you back up in the next few weeks. And this time I mean it, Alan. Tell folks about your website.
I'm on cuttingthroughthematrix.com and alanwattsentinel.eu. And you can download a lot of these facts and the books I quote from for free. And I've also two or three things there for sale. Which
yeah, people should support you. People should support you. I want to get you back up in the near future, my friend. And God bless you. Thank you for spending time with us.
Thanks for having me on.
You bet. I mean, folks, it's real. It's scary. That's why I get so angry. I mean, I'm the type of person, when somebody's threatening me, I know they're evil, I know they're bad, they're smiling at you, they're laughing at us. I just want to take them on. And there's a lot of cops who mean well, a lot of military who aren't psychopaths, you know, who are just conned into all this. Now, I want to go to Luke Radowski here in a minute and play this new Norman Mineta tape. It's pretty powerful stuff. It's going up on JonesReport.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and it's up on WeAreChange.org right now. We've got it all going up right now. This is really big news, but I do want to tell you about a couple different sponsors. Solutions from Science in Thomas, Illinois has made this a really fantastic offer, the best offer you can really get. No credit card numbers, no nothing. You can try out blacklistedherbs.com, one of their best products, Shilajit, 84 different types of minerals in ionic. That's live mineral form. And minerals are really what we're deficient in, folks. It's one of the keys, and I've studied this. And Shilajit is out of the Shilajit, out of the mountains of Tibet. Really powerful stuff. If you give them a call or go to their website, you can get a 3-month supply, and then they just send you an invoice. No credit card number, nothing. And if you want more, you know, if you like it, you pay for it. You want more, you know, you pay for the next bottle you get. You can't beat that deal, ladies and gentlemen. Give them a call. 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365, or blacklistedherb.com. You cannot beat that deal, blacklistedherb.com or 877-327-0365. And then, of course, we also have another great sponsor, and that's researchedherbs.com, researchedherbs.com. And their number is 1-800-845-3841. They have hundreds of different products. And this is the well-researched, documented, mainline stuff at really great prices. But I say mainline, you probably don't know about all the medical effects, all the great things they've got. One of their best-selling products is one of the best-selling in the world. It's Live 52. It's the world's best-selling liver. It's all-natural complex of multi-ingredient formula, safe and effective. 1,000 healthcare professionals, over 300 clinical trials and research studies. Approximately 2 billion tablets and 13 million cert bottles of Live 52 are sold every year worldwide. Great detox formula, 1-800-845-3841 or researchedherbs.com, researchedherbs.com or 1-800-845-3841. And be sure and check out all of our great sponsors at PrisonPlanet.com. There on the right-hand side in the news and focus area, right at the top, you can see a lot of our best sponsors there, great sponsors. And you can check them all out there if you missed any of the phone numbers or addresses if you're online. But get that Live 52. It's one of the products there at Research Herbs. I want to play this Norman Mineta clip. How long is that clip, John? 5 minutes. Okay, well, I'm just going to bring Luke up real fast. And then I want to get the numbers to this folks with 9/11 Truth Seattle who reported for WeAreChange.org. And I appreciate the fine job they did in getting this up. Luke, again, just real fast, and I appreciate you holding for 20 minutes while I had the guest on, just to give us a blurb. This is exciting Mineta testimony. Give us your take on it.
Yeah, this is amazing testimony. I mean, 9/11truthseattle.org did an amazing job. I mean, it shows the commission report got it wrong. It shows it clears up the timeline when Dick Cheney was in the bunker, and it shows that Dick Cheney's orders were not to shoot down the flight, but to let the flight, let the flight not be.
That's the headline.
Down.
That's it. I mean, Norman Mineta confirms testimony. I mean, confirms that Dick Cheney did not order shoot down a Flight 77 or a Pentagon flight. And the point here is he's confirming that it was not a shoot down. The order stood, and that was a stand down. This is huge, Luke.
Yeah, this is huge. I mean, this is amazing news, and those guys did an excellent job, and it's amazing what these guys are doing. They're making me proud of what they're doing, and I hope everybody takes charge and does it also.
Absolutely. I want to bring you back after the break to talk about this. Let's go ahead and go to this clip. Here's Norman Mineta, Transportation Secretary, being interviewed. And this is by the independent media. This is happening more and more. You know, back when we did this 12 years ago, nobody was doing it. Now people are doing it all over. Young people are doing it all over. It is bringing them to their knees. Here it is.
Around. I read the whole book, 9/11 Commission, the 9/11 Commission report. I find it a little awkward that they omitted a lot of your testimony. They only said they left very little amount of information with respect to your testimony. My main concern is that in your testimony, you stated that Vice President Dick Cheney came into the office at 9:20 when you arrived, and he was already there. He's gone in front of Meet the Press, and he said that he was there at 9:38. Yet the 9/11 Commission report puts him there at 9:58 that morning.
58?
Yeah, I don't know if you got a chance to read it, but it puts him half an hour later. So I don't mean to ask a rhetorical question, but to the best of your recollection, was Vice President Dick Cheney already there at 9:20 when you arrived?
Yeah, I might have been mistaken on the 9:25, but he was already there. It wasn't 10.
It was 9:58. Yeah, that puts him 38 minutes later, which does not make sense to us at all.
No, I don't know how that comes about.
So, and I mean, it goes against your testimony, and it goes against his own testimony. I mean, the press, where he said he was there at 9:38, that's a full 38 minutes. So,
I've never seen that.
He was already there.
Oh, absolutely.
And I think you even stated that you also thought that basically he was going through a shot shooting down order with the young man asking him if the order still stand, that seems like a problem at all.
Well, I was not involved in that conversation. I overheard.
Well, this was that the young man also said the vice president.
I heard that.
And I think what you stated is you actually thought it was a shootdown order when you learned later that, in fact, that was not the case.
Yeah. Well, when I overheard something about the order still stands.
Right.
I thought of was that they had already made the decision to shoot something down. I remember later on when I heard about the Shanksville plane going down, the vice president was right across from me and said, you think that we shot it down ourselves? He said, I don't know. I said, let's find out. So he had someone check with the Pentagon. But we knew that was about maybe, 10:30 or so. And we never heard back from the DOD until probably about 12:30.
Right.
And they said, no, we didn't do it. By that time.
I'm very concerned because I read this whole book, and it's 400 pages of reading, and it took a lot of my time. And I read this book, and I found your public, in watching the video on your public analytics commission, you mentioned some very important details, these details that we're talking about right now, and yet there were obviously left out of the final commission report. And again, they cut out this whole testimony that you gave on your experience over there, and really all they left was simply that you had some things to say, and that's about it. And again, time being is the biggest thing that all of us, on my blog anyway, we've been wondering about. So, and I think this letter was written by a gentleman in Los Angeles, and basically that's what he was looking for, was basically an answer to the best of your recollection, was Vice President Dick Cheney already there, basically sitting comfortable doing his thing prior to your arrival. And I believe he said yes to that.
Well, I don't know about being comfortable in the PIAC, but
he was there.
He was there, yeah.
And 9:25.
So was Mrs. Cheney.
They were both there.
And there were other staff there.
Because this was prior to any airplane hitting the Pentagon. That seems a little...
This was before American Airlines went into the Pentagon.
Okay. Great. Thank you so very much.
Thank you very much.
I really appreciate you clarifying this. I really do. God bless you, sir.
Thank you.
All right. So the neocons have said that he's not even talking about the Pentagon. He's not even talking about Cheney and the testimony. They try to lie about it. And Luke, here he is saying, oh, no, the commission's lying, saying that Cheney got there later after it had hit. And the commission, of course, cut his testimony out of the congressional record itself. Very suspicious, Luke.
This is extremely suspicious. This shows that the 9/11 Commission report is a farce. It shows that they were lying to the American people. This shows that we need a new independent investigation into 9/11. And what these guys did in Seattle is a true example of patriot journalism, citizen journalism. We're not experts, but we will ask the hard questions if the media won't.
Absolutely. Stay there, Luke. I want to come back and get a final comment on this from you. Never even got into Dianne Feinstein. Last week lied and said they didn't want to control talk radio and shut it down. Now she admits it. UPI reporting has her quotes. I'll try to cram that in as well. The attack on free speech intensifies from Europe to the United States. PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com are the websites. We'll be right back. Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, Mighty Film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 network security switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 security switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
UPI, folks. U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein, Democrat, California, said Sunday she is looking at the possibility of reviving the fairness doctrine for U.S. broadcasters. She goes on to say that that the measure's coming before the U.S. Senate. She asked if she would revise and bring forward the fairness doctrine, nice Orwellian term. which banned talk radio, free political expression, until the mid-'80s. She said, we are looking at it. I remember when there was a fairness doctrine, she said, and I think there was much more serious, correct reporting to people. Ah, yes. Correct reporting, just like Tony Blair saying, it's getting scary. We must be hurting them, Luke, that they're coming out of the woodwork wanting to go after free speech, from Trent Lott to Feinstein to Tony Blair.
Oh, yeah, we are hurting them. We're hurting them a lot. I mean, the YouTube videos are the new wave of this revolution, and people are seeing it. And they're seeing these independent journalists, patriot journalists, you know, doing this incredible job that the media is not doing. And we're embarrassing the corporate mainstream media by doing a better job. You know, these young kids in Seattle did a better job than MSNBC and than CNN will ever do. You know, what we did in New Hampshire was better than anything. CNN reporters ask softball questions. They talk about baseball. You know, that's what one CNN reporter asked Joe Biden after I asked him the question about his Pakistani ISI connections. I mean, it's sad. It's pathetic.
Well, keep it up, Luke, at wearechange.org. The great reporting you've been doing for Infowars.com has just been amazing. And tell everybody out there I said great job, and take care, my friend. In fact, stay there. I'm going to talk to you when we end the show in 2 minutes about some other stuff. In closing, folks, I get so busy now plugging the sponsors and taking the calls and having the guests on that I'm not even plugging my own films. And frankly, we don't even have enough capital coming in right now to continue operating. I mean, that's kind of the catch-22 I've gotten into, and there's a lot of other people I want to support and try to help. So I really hope that you will support InfoWars.com and the work we're doing by going to InfoWars.com and getting Terror Storm, the final cut, the new version that just came out, or getting Loose Change Second Edition, or Aaron Russo's America, Freedom to Fascism, or all the other books and videos, Riddles and Stone, The Secret Architecture of the Elite, that gets into what Alan Watt was talking about, available at InfoWars.com. Or Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, Order of Death combo DVD. Two films on one DVD, 1995, and that's how we operate. It's how we fund our operation, what we do here in the InfoWar. And hell, if you just want to write us a check, folks, send it to us. If you mean that, we'd rather you just order a bunch of books and videos from us. That way you know you're getting materials that you can give to people or show to people that will inform them to a higher level. That's how you donate. That's how you support. But if it makes it easier for you, you can write us a check. And 90% of it will go to the fight against the New World Order. About 8% or so I end up keeping for my own life. But that's part of the fight against the New World Order as well. We need your support, ladies and gentlemen, in the fight against the New World Order. You can write to me at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704, or prisonplanet.tv. Go get a 15-cent-a-day membership at prisonplanet.tv. I want to thank all the members. It's a great activist tool. Download them in high quality. Burn them to disc, DVD. Get them out to people. And if you can't afford my 15 films, they're free on Google Video. Not the highest quality, but they're there. Help pass those out. That's the number one mission. Get the word out or we have no future. PrisonPlanet.tv or 888-253-3139 to call and get the books and films there. They can answer your questions and take your order. We're going to have big stories out today on what's happening with Randy Weaver that had the feds sneaking around today on his property in Arkansas. Big reports on the attack on free speech and the fairness doctrine. Big reports on the new video that came out concerning Armin Mineta. Watch PrisonPlanet.com. Watch JonesReport.com.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
More than